with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, March 24th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Last night in Yankton, South Dakota, the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central girls and boys track teams competed at the Mount Marty University Invite, a high school invite hosted by the Lancers in their nice brand new field house. And the KPWC track team, they did not get some team scores, but were able to get some individual results to build off of for the outdoor season to hopefully come soon. Taking a look at some of those results on the 60-meter hurdles side, the KPWC track team getting a good showing first for the girls as Avery Schrader was third, right at 10 seconds. Bo Goodwin had a great day in Yankton. We'll have more of him. He won the 60-meter hurdles at 8.60 seconds. 4x200-meter relay, also featuring Bo Goodwin on the boys' side. KPWC was second, a time of 1:37.44. Connor Bielner, Will DeStigter, Eric McGill, and of course Bo Goodwin on that team. Relay there placed second, but was 1/15ths of a second off of first place. The girls' sprint medley for KPWC has been good in years past. It's good again this year. They placed third in the field, time of 4 minutes, 43.79 seconds. Allison Ranking, Sydney Duskett, McKenna Bowman, and Rachel Putz on the sprint medley roster. Boys 4x400-meter relay for KPWC placed third, a time of 3:47.86. Connor Bielner, Will DeStigter, Eric McGill, and Bo Goodwin on that roster. To the field events, the boys' long jump, Connor Bielner was third, a jump of 19 feet, 6.5 inches. And then in the boys' high jump, once again, there's Bo Goodwin, first place, a jump of 6 feet, 4 inches. Good showing for the KPWC track team in a meet that featured a lot of South Dakota schools. So some competition they're not used to seeing and some events they're not used to seeing, but a good opportunity to get some action in indoors at the Mount Marty University Indoor Invite. And taking a look at some other sports results from yesterday, Sweet 16 round of the NCAA Men's Basketball National Tournament. Well, Lamar's community alum Caleb Klein, an assistant coach with the Arkansas men's basketball team, they saw their season come to an end at the hands of the Huskies of the University of Connecticut, 88-65. The Razorbacks made the Sweet 16 thanks to a big upset over Kansas, but unfortunately the season comes to an end for the Razorbacks in the Sweet 16 in Las Vegas. Again, congrats to Arkansas and Lamar's community alum Caleb Klein on a great season once again. We've got some more all-star basketball nominees and roster spots to announce to you. As the rosters for the 2023 American State Bank High School Basketball All-Star Games hosted by Dort University, they've been announced for the All-Star Games taking place on Thursday, March 30th. The girls' game will get started at 6 o'clock on Thursday the 30th and will feature MMCRU senior Cora Alish, who led the Royals in pretty much every statistical category this year. She'll be coached by either Central Lions coaching staff, the state runners-up in Class 2A, or Esterville Lincoln Central's coaching staff, the number one team in the state from start to finish in Class 3A. And that coaching staff will be leading one of the all-star teams. Again, Cora Alish, senior for MMCRU, will participate at the Dort University All-Star Games. And on the boys' side, then we'll follow the girls' game on Thursday the 30th. They'll feature a pair of Galen Catholic athletes in Keaton Bonderson and Drake DeRocher. Bonderson and DeRocher were the two top scorers for the Jays this season who made the sub-state final. The boys' games will be led by the coaching staffs of Central Lion and Sioux Central. Once again, Cora Alish making the Dort University All-Star Game on the girls' side and Keaton Bonderson and Drake DeRocher on the boys' side. And Cora Alish isn't done in her All-Star Game festivities. She'll participate in another All-Star Series coming up on Sunday, April 2nd, as she's been selected to the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Class 2A Select Team that will be led by her head coach, Jillian Lecce, at Kirkwood Community College, again on Sunday, April 2nd. Also participating in the All-Star Series is Kingsley Pearson's McKenna Bowman, who has been selected to the Class 1A Gray Team that will be coached by Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton's Tom Peterson. Once again, Cora Alish and McKenna Bowman of MMCRU and Kingsley Pearson, respectively. They'll be participating in the Iowa Girls Coaches Association All-Star Series on Sunday, April 2nd at Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids. And rounding out this sports update, taking a look at the schedule for today, the Lamar's Community Track team is in action. They are heading up to Yankton for the second indoor meet hosted by Mount Marty University. Thankfully, our sports schedule will start filling up as we get into the next week, weather permitting, of course. We've had some interesting weather here the last few days, but soccer, tennis, and golf all slated to get their competitions going this next week, and hopefully some outdoor track will be on the docket as well. Again, that's coming up next week around the area in high school sports. And for more sports news or for the results once they come, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter, and we'll try and get out to as many of the openers for the sports next week, as we'll try and make sure they get the coverage they deserve as well on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.